persona of an officer. It all reveals the flawed nature of a bureaucratically conditioned state too easily duped by a uniform. But the real joy for an audience is in seeing the improvised nature of a man creating a new version of himself and the way in which he manages to pull the wool over people's eyes. This gives the whole thing a sense of existential farce, and the audience are very much in on the joke. I find this gives a powerfully evocative sense in the way that people create or recreate this sense of a self in life, and the simplicity of this as a theatrical convention. Therefore, for me, the theatre seems to be a logical and indeed perfect arena for the discussion and interpretation of existential ideas, and writers from different generations, consciously or subconsciously, seem to respond to that. This is pushed even further by the sense of a metaphorical setting which isolates and clarifies the impact of individual choice. For example, the desert island in The Tempest, and hell or purgatory in Hui Klo. At these extremes, individual choice has more dramatic consequences. In all of these productions, the very fact of them being acted out on stage, I find, ultimately revealing. The actor-audience divide heightens dramatic decision and forces the audience to take a position. We're dealing with the very fabric of humanity and the possibility of choice in everyday lives, heightened and pushed to their most extreme ends.
This evening's essay in the series The Existential Me was written and read by Paul Hart. Tomorrow night, the poet and novelist Michelle Roberts reflects on how the existential affects her life and work. And she's not pleased by the way that certain male existential writers treated women in their lives and work. The essay tomorrow night at the same, at the same time, 10:45. It's a little after 11 o'clock this Tuesday evening. Time to welcome Nick Luscombe for the first of this week's editions of Late Junction. Nick, we've been paying tribute to Sir John Taverner this evening on Radio 3. Mm-hmm. His death was announced today, and I believe you're continuing the theme in your programme.
That's right, yeah, we'll have a few tracks from John Taverner coming up tonight. But we start the show with brand new music from Riley Walker and a track called The West Wind.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to Late Junction. We're Meenit Luscombe, starting the programme with the sound of 24-year-old singer, songwriter and guitarist from Chicago, Riley Walker. That's the single, The West Wind. And coming up tonight, we've got a classic piece of science fiction music from Jerry Goldsmith. We've got some upfront jazz from Bristol's Mickelson Morley, rediscovered sounds from Peru and a track from the Kronos Quartet. Plus, more tributes to the composer, John Taverner, who died today at his home in Dorset. And in the background, music from producer Christoph El Trento from Auckland in New Zealand. Fusing field recordings, electronics and various instruments, this is Sunflower.
Amoni suka sanza kimi nandako ikolo ya mosoloko na keiko mi poma
yoyo mwana ya batso
na keiko mi poma
mobali ya boinga ye
na keiko mi poma
yoyo mwana ya batso
na keiko mi poma
mobali ya kiminga ye
na keiko mi poma na konuka leki na yo makango papa oa pesa ngai mosolo die na lei sabana
chibo.
Mobalinga na bala, mobali mabe, kombo na ye na mono kwe kosila kate. Amoni suka sanza kimi nandako, likolo ya mosolo. Na keiko mi boma,
yoyo mwana ya batso.
Na keiko mi boma,
mobali ya kimi na ye.
Na keiko mi boma,
yoyo mwana ya batso.
Na keiko mi boma,
mobali ya boi na ye.
Na keiko mi boma, na koluka leki na yo makango papa. Po apesa ngai mosolo die, na lei sabana.
Chibo!
Kabisengwa
la vidi na yo mwana ya batso
na komina mpasi
mobali ya kimingaye
na komina mpasi
na yo mwana ya batso
na komina mpasi
mobali ya boingaye
na komina mpasi
na yo mwana ya batso
na komina mpasi
mobali ya kimingaye
na komina mpasi
kutaro.
koluka lekina yo makango ale isabana
luka mana mazembe basali
na koluka lekina yo makango ale isabana
luka wakanema mwana
na koluka lekina yo makango ale isabana
luka ukalosie asali
na koluka lekina yo makango ale isabana
luka je dossier
Na kolu kaleki na yo makango, ale isabana
luka peti Musa, asali
na kolu kaleki na yo makango, ale isabana.
Chivo.
That's Orchestra Super Mazembe, who arrived in Kenya in 75 and became well known for playing sort of Lingala or Sukus music. They toured relentlessly, and by 1984 they released around 42 singles apparently, and that track Isabella, one of their biggest selling 7-inch singles, which you can find on a compilation that includes all their popular 45s called Mazembe at 45. Well, as you've been hearing, Sir John Taverner, one of the leading British composers of the past 50 years, has died at the age of 69 at his home in Dorset. Many programmes on Radio 3 will be paying tribute to Sir John Taverner, but Sean Rafferty on In Tune this afternoon did an excellent obituary with contributions by John Rutter and others, and it's well worth a listen. You can do that, of course, through the BBC iPlayer, or from tomorrow we'll be podcasting an edited version of the tributes on that programme, and you can find that through the BBC podcast site or follow the links on the In Tune homepage. And of course, Music Matters this Saturday at 12:15 has an extended interview with Taverner himself, recorded just last month. Now, he's a very deeply spiritual man. Let's hear music that he wrote for the Mother of God.
Thank you.
The Dormition from the Protecting Veil in that classic recording by Stephen Isserlis and the LSO. And before that, we heard his hymn to the Mother of God sung there by the Choir of St. George's Chapel, Windsor Castle. Both pieces written, of course, by the late Sir John Taverner. I'll be playing more music by Taverner, who died today at his home in Dorset, at the end of the programme. And let me know if there's something he wrote that you'd like to hear. We might even be able to play it later on tonight, or perhaps later on in the week here on Late Junction. You can email late.junction@bbc.co.uk or tweet at @BBCRadio3, #LateJunction. Well, last week I featured a number of panpipe tracks here on Late Junction. I'm getting to become a bit of a fan of the instrument, especially when you hear it played as it is on this next track by Nara Surato, a group of traditional musicians from the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific who play a wide variety of handmade instruments, including log drums, conch shells, even bamboo thongophones, apparently. This is Toto Raha.
Follow up.
Very dramatic K-music from James Bond 007 Bloodstone from one of the best in the business, Richard Jack, who joined gaming community Sega as an in-house composer just 2 days after leaving the Royal Academy of Music with a bachelor's degree in music composition back in 1995. That was Bazaar Chase, and a really innovative avant-garde piece before that from 1968 by American composer Jerry Goldsmith, who created the piece using kind of echoplex drum loops, mixing bowls, plus the recording of woodwind players just fingering the keys, all adding to the menacing post-apocalyptic soundtrack to Planet of the Apes. And we've got another treat from the bursting shelves of the Lake Junction Music Archives next, from a Kronos Quartet 1990 album release, which includes and was named after George Crumb's Black Angels, the composition which had inspired David Harrington to form the Kronos Quartet back in 1973.
Thank you. Thank you.
Quite a weird ending. The quirky funk of LA-based Wolf Peck, originally studio musicians at Wolf Records, from the band's third album, My First Car, that track, The Birdwatcher, and also play music from Peru, originally from the album Lima de Noche, released back in 1964, a piano jazz version of Mambo de Machiguay from prolific composer and arranger Lucho Neves, and that's taken from the first of hopefully many Tiger's Milk compilation CDs. Still time to tweet for your suggested John Taverner track to end tonight's show. You can email late.junction@bbc.co.uk or you can tweet at BBC Radio 3 hashtag Late Junction. Now music from Finland's Jonna Karanka, otherwise known as Lupu, a self-taught musician and visual artist. And here's a track from Su Juju, which gathers her self-released material, plus pieces from vinyl, cassette and CDR for various labels from 2003 to 2012. This is Mieskai Lalu, The Storm Song.
Yeah. bako keto bena inge zambie zambie
the sound of modern-day San Francisco. The label Dusty Records with that track, Daylon. That artist called Daylon, rather, and that track, Talk. And before that, a short piece from Fathom, a new sound work by artist Jane Grant and composer John Matthias, commissioned by the River Tamar Project as part of the Plymouth Ocean City Festival earlier this year, the sounds of the Torpoint Ferry. And Duke Summers' Submerge, also in that little mix, an artist perhaps better known for his electronic funk, a whole piece created purely from the sound of water. And you also heard a recording for Radio 3's Music Planet back in 2010 from Brazilian singer Virginia Rodriguez, and Reverentia, written by T. Gana, who also plays guitar on that track, also about a rainstorm. We've got a beautiful new track now from Isabel Anderson. This is Little Sounds of Pain.
There's a song inside of me, and it murmurs restlessly beneath the sounds of the world around me. Always present in my mind, it sings to me all the time, a mournful song with no melody. Should I sing it out? Ooh, should I sing it out? Would it free me? Would it free me? Should I sing it out.
Thank you. jazz moni malade ya banango capitaine la rumba nella ya africa suka mabina moni malade ya africa jazz moni malade ya banango capitaine la rumba nella ya africa suka mabina moni malade oh des champions africa jazz galekato africa jazz nikomo bali africa jazz c'est le Isaac, Africa Jazz, Roque Chandelec, Africa Jazz, Galicato, Africa Jazz, Romain Bajorge, Africa Jazz, Nico Mombali, Africa Jazz, c'est le Isaac, Africa Jazz. African jazz moni malade na ikalao ya banango na ikalao moni malade African jazz suka bisengo African jazz moni malade oh des champions African jazz galekato African jazz Nico Mombali African jazz Telo Isaac African jazz Romain Bajorge African jazz des Chaudelec African jazz Calicato, African jazz, Nico Mombali, African jazz. Oh, des champions, Afrique, oh, Calicato.
African jazz from Le Grand Calais. And before that, Michelson-Morley, not named after an important experiment performed in 1887, but a new jazz group from Bristol who I caught recently at the Royal Festival Hall, led by Get the Blessing saxophonist Jake McMurtry. That track, Cross Steam Round Trip Theme, from the debut album out in May 2014. So we end tonight's Lake Junction with another piece from Sir John Taverner, who died yesterday at his home in Dorset. Don't forget Music Matters at 12:15 this coming Saturday has an interview with Taverner himself, recorded just last month. This listener request from Nick Drew in Birmingham, commissioned by Tenebrae. This is Mother and Child.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain, to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night, and to set off tonight another visit to the 2011 BBC Proms. This prom, in fact, from one of the visiting orchestras, the Zurich Tonhaller Orchestra, conducted by David Zinman. Zinman was a one-time pupil of the great Pierre Monteux, whose enlivening and illuminating way with the classics is there in everything Zinman does. Two classics in this prom, Beethoven's Eroica Symphony, and first of all, Maria Jean Pirège joins them for Mozart's Last Piano Concerto, number 27. A piece which starts out almost like an aria. In fact, you wonder if the whole concerto wasn't conceived in operatic terms, with its echoes of actual tunes from Mozart's own operas and songs.
Thank you.